Hello, and welcome to another Sound Thinking podcast. My name is Ian Toner. I'm Chief Investment Officer at Verus. And the topic today is a Sound Thinking piece that we are coming out with. Today is the 23rd of June, coming out with today, called Knowing Where You're Going Matters. It talks about our basic principles of investment. Before I start, our normal disclosure. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, and this podcast is for informational purposes only, for institutions and their representatives. It's not for the retail market or for retail investors. And in fact, nothing I'm talking about is investment, legal, accounting, tax advice, or a recommendation to buy or sell any security, or to pursue any particular investment strategy. So with that disclaimer over, I thought it was worthwhile spending a little bit of time talking about the underlying principles that drive the approach to investment that we've had for many years at Verus. Every few years, it's worth taking a look at them again, restating them, and bringing yourself back to those basic principles. These are the way we build portfolios, they're embedded in how we think, they're embedded in the advice that we give clients, and every few years it's worth going back and refreshing our understanding of them, particularly when you're going through times like we have been in the markets recently with lots of volatility. So the first of those underlying principles we've described as return objectives, tolerance for risk, and the strategic mission of the enterprise should guide all the decision making and should drive strategic asset allocation. What are the key points here? Well, first of all, the driver of everything is what the investor needs. There's no perfect portfolio. There's no one solution that fits everything. The reality is each investor is different, and those needs along the return dimension, the risk tolerance dimension, and the strategic mission of the organization are the things that should drive the portfolio construction. It's also the basis on which any ESG implementation should be based. The strategic goals of the organization should drive those just as much as they drive how the portfolio is invested. The second topic to talk about is how we think about uncertainty. And we describe this as follows. Good results can best be achieved by managing uncertainty using a varied risk management and investment toolkit combined with the discipline of humility. Those of you who've worked with us for years have heard us use the phrase multiple lenses on a regular basis. And this is the heart of this idea. We know that markets are hard to predict. We know that no tool is perfect. We know every model has flaws. We know expectations are difficult to understand. We know that markets are very good at making people feel foolish and producing unexpected results. There's two ways of dealing with that. One is to produce forecasts to highly detailed precision, but no greater accuracy, that might give you greater comfort until you see the results. The other is to embrace the discomfort of uncertainty. Use lots of different tools, each of which will be wrong in their own special way, and use those to hone in on the area of probable outcomes. We think that latter approach is much more sensible, much more effective, and is a better way of getting a degree of comfort around the board table, around the range of outcomes that might happen, and to help the board members, the decision makers, the fiduciaries understand what might go wrong, how it might go wrong. Underlying that is what we call this discipline of humility. That's not just a cast of mind, it's a process as well. It's thinking every time we're making forecasts, every time we're building portfolios, being clear about what might go wrong, where we think forecasts might be vulnerable, and so on and so forth. That level of humility that you bring to every day when you're dealing with investments is important to help you not get overly certain about things that might go right, and overly certain about the forecasts you're making. The third of these key tenets of belief are that risk-free rates and risk premia drive most market returns and are themselves influenced by market and economic fundamentals. You can answer most investment problems by starting with a forecast or understanding of what the risk-free rate is going to be, and then the key market betas. And then on top of that, there's a little bit of active return you may be able to derive. Understanding those underlying market drivers is really important to understand how those market betas will be delivered. Again, you can't make those forecasts perfectly, but really focusing hard on demography, on markets and economies and political systems, political structures, on debt cycles and industrial change, technological change, all of those kinds of money flow, all of those kinds of behaviors help you nail down some kind of understanding of what those underlying risk-free rates and betas might look like. Next, investment skill exists, and the deployment of active management where inefficiencies can be exploited is essential to achieving investment success in both public and private markets. If the previous point was about the importance of betas and risk-free rates, this next point is about the importance of active management. We do not believe that active management is impossible. We believe the drivers of return in private markets are significantly active management, not a platonically pure illiquidity premium. Illiquidity is a risk, not a premium in itself. And we believe that in public markets, often the reasons that investors don't get the active return they might hope is because the structure of the portfolio they set up drives against the ability to capture that insight that skilled managers have. So understand the way that alpha is generated. Understand the way the structures that will help managers be able to deliver that. Focus in both public and private markets on where there are inefficiencies that may be derived, and building active into your portfolio where it's appropriate, where we think it can drive outcomes, is an important part of the investment process. And then finally, fees and costs must be managed and appropriate. Simplicity in portfolio structure is often preferable to and more effective than fashionable complexity. Two key points here. First, fees and costs are important, but they shouldn't be minimized. They should be managed and appropriate. So the lowest fee isn't always the best fee. You have to take a very clear, straightforward look at what you think you're getting for every dollar of fee you're paying or every dollar of cost you're incurring. Some good products have got higher costs than other products and are worth every penny. Some bad products are super cheap. You get what you pay for. So think clearly about that balance. And then the second part of this, simplicity in portfolio structure is often better than complexity if the complexity is just an artifact of a fashionable investment solution. The thing you know about complexity is it's often expensive, it often drives fees, and it's often unproven. Some complex things work, some complex things may be appropriate. We're absolutely fine with investing in extremely complicated vehicles if we understand what they're doing, we understand the outcomes that the investor is likely to get, and those outcomes are the only way of meeting the need. But pick the simplest solution that's likely to give you the outcomes you need, rather than the most complicated. Pick the cheapest, rather than the most expensive, if you think they're essentially the same solution. Don't go with fashionable outcomes, go with things that you understand, because those will help you derive, help you have the best chance of getting the outcomes you need to have. So those are some key basic investment ideas that have underlain a lot of the advice that people at Verus have given over the last many years. They'll continue to underlie the advice we continue to give. The reason for this sound thinking, as I said, is to restate them, to use some slightly different words around some of them, but to focus us and our clients and our partners around the basic ideas that we think will help investors drive investment outcomes that will help them meet their individual goals. So the paper is up on our website now. Very happy as always to answer questions on this. I hope you enjoy reading it. Thank you and goodbye.